This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've been studying Luke 15, focusing on the title, The Joy of Finding What Was Lost. We amplified the points on finding the lost sheep and coin. Now let's focus on finding the lost sons. That's right, sons, plural. Both sons were lost. One was a prodigal, the other self-righteous. The father broke all cultural rules in this story. He granted them freedom to choose what he didn't approve, while at the same time showing them love. He wanted a close personal relationship with both. His heart was broken when the prodigal left home, but he celebrated when his lost son was found. His heart was broken again when the older son would not celebrate the prodigal son's return. He went out to find the older son, who was lost in his self-righteousness, so the household could celebrate that victory as well. We're not told if that ever happened. The father was willing to lose everything in order to find his lost sons. It's appropriate to reflect on these parables during the Christmas season because that's what the Heavenly Father is about. He gave his own Son, Jesus Christ, to become our Savior. We are lost, and he has been searching for us, wanting to bring us into his loving embrace. If we by faith receive his gift, asking Jesus Christ to be our Savior, all heaven will rejoice in a sinner being found. If you haven't taken that step, why not do it during this Christmas season? Do it right now. It will bring great joy to you, but also to the heart of God and those who have prayed for you. I'd celebrate too.